From an early age, I used to draw maps freehand. So I would draw both imaginary places and recreate actual maps to see how accurate I could be. And I actually still have a few atlases I had made when I was in elementary school. So for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure. I think it was probably my grandfather's travels that attracted me to that, because he had traveled as a merchant marine in the German merchant marine, traveled all over the world. So I think I was fascinated with travel. So I think that's why maps were so important to me at the time. So I would collect all the highway road atlases, and I would have all these things and study them and look at them. I remember my grandparents had actually given me two things, two gifts they had given me was a subscription to National Geographic when I was quite young. I was maybe 10 years old, which I had for many years. And then they had given me my first book on maps, which I still have. It's a classic book on maps, antique maps. So I think that's where that was some of the basis of that. And my father being a boat builder, so I was familiar with nautical charts. So I think that's how it came to me. That's why I sort of wound up in that area. As far as Africa, I was always fascinated with Africa, and actually some I collect maps, and my earliest map collections were maps of Africa. I would draw these imaginary places and see how they could be juxtapositioned with each other, and then I would actually draw population centers for them and decide where the farms were going to be, or what bridges were going to be built. And it was just a fun little pastime exercise, and I don't know why I was doing these things, but that's what I did. I was a technical information specialist from about 1975 to about 1984, I would say. And it was mostly in the same office, but I did make a switch. But I still stay, I was still classified as a technical information specialist.
And how did your job change over the years?
How did my job change over the years? I wound up writing, ghostwriting some articles for the director of NOS, and I always felt so uncomfortable with that because I would be writing about things I knew nothing about, and I didn't have any subject matter expert to help guide me in that process, so I would just have to create something. And then it would just go through the review process, and they would say, okay, this is fine, and it would go to print. So I would see these articles with someone else's name, but I knew I wrote them. So it was just an interesting thing. We also ran a chart sales office, which they can't do now legally, but so I did some of that as well. As the changes, some of the offices were disbanded and moved. I wound up being in Riverdale, Maryland, which is where the chart distribution office was, still doing the technical information specialist kind of position. It was much more isolated sort of existence over there. But then I wound up overseeing the map collection. It's the oldest map collection in the federal government was at NOAA at the time. And then I was also responsible for all the copper plates that were still left over from the early charting days. So they were actually physically stored in a vault in Riverdale.
Can you describe a little bit the shift from the technical information specialist position to the chief of the NOAA Map Library position? That
Well,
was
I wouldn't call you making it much more fancy than it
okay.
really was. I mean, it was a matter of it was just the map collection was there. I mean, you're making it much more elevated. I mean, said, wow, that sounds like a really important position. I want that position. But it was really not. It was sort of a relegated piece of antiquity that most people didn't even know was around, and we had a few visitors, but very, very few people knew of its existence. At that time, the map library also contained multiple copies of U.S. Geological Survey topographic maps at a 1 to 24,000 scale maps, and there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of these things. And our job was to pull a lot of these topographic maps and send them, the cartographers would request them, and for a particular geographic area, we would have to pull these and then send them to the cartographer. The cartographer would then study these topographic maps to then do whatever that they were doing for the NOAA chart, if you will. But the antique maps were also part of this collection of Geological Survey topographic maps. And obviously very different done today because it's all done digitally. And so these hard copies are not done.